Lobby class. This came about, this title came about, and a lot of poems came about because a chap with Gregory Vincent St. Thomasina, which is a fine name, wrote a review of some books, including one of mine, and he said that I'm a logoclast. Now, at the back of this, I quote a sentence of his, which says, "It seems to me Mr. Halsey's poetry, like all logoclastic poetry, foregrounds the communicative value of discourse." Now, I have no idea whether my poetry actually foregrounds the communicative. And what's more, I don't know whether logoclastic poetry does, because, I mean, this word logoclast, you can understand it in the sense that we know what an iconoclast is, so a logoclast is presumably the word equivalent of that. But then I Googled this word, and if you do so, you'll find the most extraordinary array of quotes. Apparently there was some school of Chinese philosophers in the 12th century who called the logoclast. But they don't seem to be anything to do with me, and certainly they don't seem to foreground the communicative value of discourse. But in any case, I thought, well, you know, it's too good to let go, really. So I started writing some poems called A Looking Glass for Logoclasts. And some of these, so the whole collection is called that, but some of the others which fit together with it.